This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Anthony, allow me, if you will, to walk us through the canon of great movies about nuns.
The canon. No nun puns, though, please, Meghna.
You know I can't resist, but I promise not to do any more. Actually, can you name some of these movies?
Okay, there's Doubt. Meryl Streep played the role of Sister Aloysius in that one. And how about Dead Man Walking? Susan Sarandon was Sister Helen Prejean in that very, very engrossing film.
Actually, true. And they were both great movies. And I have to say, it figures that you would come up with the serious nun films. I was thinking more along these lines.
Dominica, Nica, Nica, I will tell of Dominique his goodness to acclaim. And I pray the song I sing will some simple pleasure bring, that the world shall know his name.
Of course, the singing nun.
Exactly, and then there's also The Sound of Music.
Oh, I shouldn't have forgotten that one.
And I'll throw this one in there, even though I'm almost embarrassed to add it, Sister Act.
Mm-hmm.
Point is that there's a lot of movies about nun. So many, in fact, that is it a surprise that they've inspired a hugely successful stage show?
So without words, a melody from the heart.
Well, that, Anthony, is from The Divine Sister. It is a show billed as a loving homage to every Hollywood film everyone ever made about nuns. It's currently in town at the Speakeasy Stage Company, and the star of The Divine Sister just happens to be Provincetown's most celebrated drag queen, Varla Jean Merman. Varla Jean is the female alter ego of actor and comedian Jeffrey Roberson, who's here with us now. Jeffrey, welcome to Radio Boston.
Well, thank you for having me. Yes, that's me, Mother Superior. I know.
It's so wonderful to have you. So tell us a little bit about The Divine Sister and who Mother Superior is.
Well, you know, it's strange that I'm playing Mother Superior, not because it's a woman, but because I'm usually playing the ingenue role. So I'm sort of shocked now that I'm playing the old lady roles. But it is basically every nun movie you've ever seen rolled into one. Everything, even from The Da Vinci Code to The Bells of St. Mary to The Trouble with Angels to Doubt, all put together in a great play. Very, very, very funny.
Okay, and so, but who is Mother Superior in this case?
Well, Mother Superior in this play, Mother Superior is the head of this convent and school, and she wants to blow it up and build a new one. And so she wants to change. Yeah. Yes. But believe it or not, somebody doesn't want that to happen because the Divine Sister, which is Jesus' sister, is buried underneath the convent. So someone has come to assassinate Mother Superior so that she doesn't blow it up and build a new one.
If only Dan Brown had actually come up with this storyline.
I know. It's ridiculous, but it's very, very, very funny.
Okay, and the year is supposedly like 1960-something?
1966.
Okay, so we're not talking about modern-day nunnery.
No. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of nuns have sort of been portrayed, I think, you know, especially the last 15, 20 years, is very sort of mean and strict, the nun that people know from Catholic school. But these are all the sweet, loving, fun, singing, dancing nuns
with guns and
bodies in the closet cellar.
Nuns with guns.
Yes. Yeah.
Please, letter writers, please.
Yeah.
Please understand. This is all in the name of art.
Yes.
Had you done a nun character before? Had Varla Jean done nuns?
Believe it
before?
Or not, I did. I lived in New York for many years until I moved back home to New Orleans because I do travel so much. But in New York, I worked with a theater company, and it was called Tweed, and we would take classic plays and do them word for word, but the casting would be absurd. And I actually played Agnes in Agnes of God. Believe it or not.
Really?
Yes. And Jackie Hoffman, who's very well known on Broadway, she played Mother Superior.
And how did the role of this Mother Superior find you? I mean, because this is an off-Broadway production. It did very, very well in New York.
It is, and I saw it in New York. Charles Bush, who, you know, is an amazing playwright and does drag himself and almost always plays a woman, similar to myself, wrote this, and it was in New York, and I did get to see it. At the same time, Speakeasy had decided to put it in their season, and they sort of knew me. I was in Boston 2 years ago doing a play called The Phantom of the Opera. Which
And Anthony, you thought I was bad with the puns.
Yeah, an award-winning play, I might add.
I gotta ask, how many total number of movies are there about nuns?
Oh, I have no idea. Oh. But there's so many. I mean, I actually had never seen most of these, so I had to watch them all. You know, and they do sort of. There were so many in the 50s and 60s. There were a lot, and I think probably in response to, you know, obviously JFK being Catholic, and so there was a big response, I think, to that. Mm-hmm. So,
well, we've actually got a clip of from the show. This is a scene between Mother Superior and a character named Timothy. By the way, Timothy was also written originally as a character who was supposed to be played by the opposite sex. I mean, Mother Superior was supposed to be played by a man from the beginning.
Yes,
right?
Charles Bush played, and he played Mother Superior. Now, Timothy also in the show plays Mrs. Levinson, a woman who I assume is Jewish, but she's an atheist. And comedy ensues.
Comedy ensues. So here's Mother Superior counseling young Timothy on how to handle his feelings for another boy in his class. Let's listen.
Timothy, sometimes it's best not to say anything. You mean I keep a secret? But that's like lying. And I thought lying was a sin.
It's just that some personal feelings are better kept to oneself. You might try placing them in a beautiful imaginary box. A jewelry box.
How about a cigar box?
Well, I'd rather be a jewelry box covered in rhinestones and lined in red velvet.
Yes.
So that's a scene from The Divine Sister.
It's so strange. Well, that's the amazing thing in this film too. Mother Superior, who you think is a very good character, but almost everything, like in the 60s, if you know, if someone thought they were gay, what would a Catholic nun tell somebody? Just, you got to bury those feelings and just, you know, forget it. It's a temptation. And so, you know, she kind of gets her wish and gets her way through the movie, but by today's standards, you know, it's not really what people are rooting for.
Let me ask you, you're playing Mother Superior in this show, but most people who've seen you know you as Varla Jean Merman.
Yes.
And for those people who haven't seen you perform in Provincetown, tell us a little bit about Varla Jean. I mean, how did she come about?
Well, I do a character named Varla Jean Merman who's supposed to be the illegitimate daughter of Ethel Merman and Ernest Borgnine. We're married 38 days. That's even short by Kim Kardashian standards. I know, 38 days. They're actually really married. So I have this character that's, you know, she claims to be, and, you know, whether she is or not is up for debate. But I do, you know, a comedy show, Cabaret, and, you know, a different theme every year, and I travel all the time with that. But it started when I was in college at LSU. It's doing very well, the Tigers, right now. I would make these videos with a friend of mine. And this is before, you know, anything was digital. This is, you know, we had two VCRs, or maybe even Beta. I can't remember. And we'd do these videos to play in bars. And it would be me in drag and being chased by a plastic rat for like a half hour. It's just, you know, bizarre things. And that's sort of how I even started doing drag. I mean, I never expected, you know, that I'd be here in Boston on public radio 20 years later.
We've come so far, thank goodness.
I know.
Well, before we go, I just want to play a little bit of you as Varla Jean. Well, hopefully, I'm asking my director over there, we use this to go out of the show with, because it's great music. It's a little mix of Magic Flute, Beyonce, and Lady Gaga. This is Jeffrey Roberson as
Varla Jean
Merman.
Make sure you see Divine Sister, though, running to the November 19th.
We'll give it one last plug, okay, I promise.
Good.
Let's hear this. Well, that is Jeffrey Roberson, a.k.a. Varla Jean Merman.
That sounds insane, too.
Jeffrey Roberson will be appearing in The Divine Sister at the Calderwood Pavilion until November 19th in The Divine Sister. Jeffrey Roberson, so great to have you. Thank you so much
for joining us.
There's more information, by the way, about the show The Divine Sister at our website, radioboston.org.
Dominique, it was good, St. Dominique. He lived for you and me.
Sort of a Hollywood habit, I guess. Oh, Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
Out with a wimple.
I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow, please, for more Radio Boston.
These burdens will I share. For his courage will I pray, his teachings to obey, his word shall be my prayer.